The Israeli Supreme Court narrowly upheld a controversial law that prevents West Bank Palestinians from living with their spouses and children who are Arab citizens of Israel. The government says Palestinians living in Israel pose a security threat and could assist terrorist elements in the West Bank. The law states that only Palestinian women over the age of 25 and men over 35 are eligible to join their families in Israel and eventually receive citizenship. An expanded panel of 11 judges voted 6-5 against a petition to strike down the law. Orna Cohen is a lawyer for the petitioners. This law is racist and it is a very bad day for human rights in the state of Israel, Cohen told reporters. Israeli Arab petitioner Murad El-Sana is married to a Palestinian woman from the West Bank town of Bethlehem. Now they will be separated. Asana said it is an intolerable and inhumane situation. He said the government is preventing people from living a normal family life because of their nationality. While the government says it is an anti-terrorism measure, officials admit that it is also about demographics. Israeli Arabs compose 20% of the population, and their birth rate is higher than the Jews. So Israel fears the Jewish majority could be threatened if too many Palestinians are granted citizenship. Cabinet Minister Ze'ev Boim. We have to preserve the state of Israel, he said, as a state of the Jewish people. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.